Well, that's one way to start the episode. Hello, and welcome to episode number 22 of the Peak Craft Podcast. I am your host, Emilson, and joining me today to talk about Windwalker Essences, we have, I guess, owner at this point of Peak of Serenity, Babylonius.
Hi, you gotta warn me if some robot's gonna make some goofy noise.
Sorry.
Not stop me from giggling.
And we have J-Funk, who's been on the podcast before, but it's been a while, so I'll let him kind of introduce himself a little bit. Like, what, J-Funk, what guild are you in? How far are you along in the tier? That kind of thing.
Hi, I'm J-Funk. I play in Humble on Crush Ridge. We're 8 out of 8. Mythic. I do a lot of Mythic Plus. I was like 4K IO in Season 2. Taking it easy this season, but
I have yet to even hit 2K at any point this expansion. I can't imagine being 4K. That's a lot of keys.
Yeah.
That is a lot of keys.
So, let's actually maybe start with that. When you're doing Mythic Plus, I'm going to just go out on a limb and assume that at this point everybody that's listening has an idea of what the essences are, or what the essence system is. When you're doing Mythic Plus, what essences are you usually using as a Windwalker? And does that change as you start getting into higher keys?
This is probably like the most common question that I get. I think the most common answer is Iris, because Iris is like the best for AoE for a lot of classes. I think Blood of the Enemy is really good. It's what I use, but it's just for like mainly for higher organized keys, because you can like with Blood of the Enemy major, you can if you're doing like big pulls and they're organized, you can do more damage than Iris for Windwalker. And I just personally, I think Windwalker just feels kind or Iris feels kind of weird to use as Windwalker. Just a lot of channels in AoE, but like Blood of the Enemy is usually the best for miners. I've been messing around with Vision Miner in higher keys for the extra cooldowns. Seems pretty nice. You're not really going to see Vision Miner too often in the MDI just because of the neck level scaling is kind of lower in the MDI. But for some dungeons, Vision Miner is pretty nice. Other than that, it's just CNS Miner for the constant 5% verse. And you can use, instead of using Vision Miner, you can use like PP Miner or like Iris or Blood Miner, whichever isn't your major.
Leave it to Babylonius. Take a low-hanging fruit.
He said pee-pee.
That's really interesting to me. So, I occasionally play Windwalker in keys. And we're talking, like, 10s and 12s. Not whatever the hell you're doing. Which I assume is, like, 24, 25 at this point?
Yeah, back then. Yeah, it was. I think we did, like, a 27 shrine last season. Like, it was, like, out of time, but it was... We managed to complete it at least.
That sounds, I'm not going to lie, that sounds miserable to me, but I'm more power to you. But I usually use Iris. It's interesting that as you start getting to the point that you're planning around, you know, these larger pulls, that things change and you get to use different essences. That's kind of cool. One of the ones, I think this is more in raids, but one of the ones that got a lot of hype as we were heading into 8.2 was Conflict and Strife's major. If I remember correctly, the major for Conflict and Strife gives you access to the PvP talent Reverse Harm that heals someone and then does damage based on how much you healed them and generates chi. Did that one end up actually panning out? Did you guys ever use that anymore?
I think we used it a little bit. It, you know, has that potential to be super crazy, but it just is so terrible to use.
What's terrible about it?
The range, you know, kind of first and foremost. You know, the range is really the biggest thing, I think, makes it very difficult to use as you know, really as anything, you know, because it's only got a 10-yard range on it. So it just is a real pain in the butt to, you know, to kind of use with any consistency.
10 yards isn't even the range from, like, the melee stack to the tanks on some bosses. That's not very far.
I made a video on this essence in prep for 8.2, and I said it was going to be the best one, and it wasn't. I think it's a really good essence, really good ability. It's just really clunky to use. Like, the range being a big thing, the 10 yards is a big deal, and then the 5 yards on the actual damage radius is kind of really bad. Additionally, it just hits the closest enemy, which just could be, like, a random add at some point.
Can it hit immune enemies? So, like, if you're on a boss that has, like, the boss immune, and you reverse harm on the tank, and the tank is standing closer to the boss, and then the add you're hitting, it's going to go on the immune target. Ugh.
Additionally, it doesn't really scale with secondaries that well, so it's kind of weird how it scales. The heal scales with verse, and the damage scales with mastery, but it cannot crit, first and foremost, and it doesn't scale with haste at all. So it's just, it's somewhat limited in what it can do. And with this tier, with Brewmasters being so popular, Brewmasters is like arguably the worst tank with this essence, just because they're constantly being healed. So it's kind of hard to find a time to heal them and get the full effectiveness of this. And they have like one of the lowest HP pools as well. So
does it only heal based on actual heal or damage based on actual healing done?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a little bit different than Brewmasters have Expel Harm, which I should double check this, but I'm reasonably sure that Expel Harm does damage based on not just the actual healing done, but also overhealing, which is obviously way easier to use.
Right. It doesn't do that.
So that's
it's based entirely on the actual healing it does. Doesn't count overhealing or anything like that.
So this sounds like just an ability that in theory does tons of damage and in practice is completely unusable.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I kind of found the talent itself once I started getting used to using it a little bit more. I had never really used it a ton. But just kind of using the talent itself, I found to be super useful, you know, in war mode and stuff. But I found that functionally in a raid environment, even a dungeon, you know, environment, it's a little bit easier to use in a dungeon. But in a raid environment, it's just brutal to, you know, for, you know, what is theoretically a gain over, you know, condensed life force. But it's just so much extra work for that little bit of gain. Potential.
How much of a gain was it over the, like, kind of, not to call CLF a dumb essence, but it's a button you push every 3 minutes when you have it as a major. It's a lot less micro intensive than reverse harm, it sounds like. How much of a gain would it be in the best case?
I mean, I think if you're talking a, you know, fully mythic geared tank taking the full, you know, the full damage or the full healing, you know, effect over conflict or over CLF, you know, I want to say it was 2K DPS more or something like that.
That's not small.
But no, but I think that's even like in the most exaggerated circumstances, full shaman buffs increasing the HP and, you know, just there. You know, a druid or whatever has the highest hit pool, you know, it was functionally not a situation you were pretty much ever going to find yourself in.
It really depends on your tanks. Like, because Brewmaster is the best, they have the lowest HP pool, I think, and it's just kind of hard. Like, ideally, you have Vengeance DH, and they're like meta, and they have like 1.1 million HP or something.
Right.
That'd be really good, but you don't see that really often.
I have actually never seen a Vengeance Demon Hunter in the wild. I'm not sure how much HP they have, but I know Blood is up there. They do have a lot of health.
I did actually use this essence on our Ashfane Prog when we did it, since we have a warrior tank, so he was regularly like really low HP, so I used it on that fight, and it seemed pretty good.
That makes sense. Actually, Ashfane strikes me as one where it would be easiest to use. Because there's, for a lot of people, that progressed it with the three tank strat, there's a tank that's in the melee group for most of the fight until they're dead, which means you don't have to worry about the range issue for the majority of the fight. And that tank is constantly taking damage from that magic dot. So you can just kind of throw out reverse harm almost whenever, and they're going to be less than, you know, what is it, 92% health to get the full heal?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think with a lot of verse, you can like heal for 10%, but again, it only does damage if you only heal, I think it's like 8%. It only heals the base value, but then it's modified by mastery. Additionally, reverse harm kind of stinks just because we're not stacking mastery this tier because of benthic and stuff.
Right.
So out of curiosity, I pulled up Warcraft logs, and I'm looking at overall damage rankings for Ashvane, just to see if maybe anybody had gotten good results with reverse harm. And there's not a single person in the top 200 for overall damage or boss damage that used reverse harm on that boss, which is like probably the easiest, best one to use it on.
I try to make it work on every single boss that we do, but it's just, it's really clunky to use. If they fix that and like made the range better and stuff, and maybe you would see it, but really it's just, it depends on tanks.
So what other essences? So we talked a little bit about what essences you use in a Mythic Plus environment. What do you use in raids since you're not using Conflict and Strife Major?
Kind of like we talked with, you know, you're pretty much just using Condensed Life Force. You know, you can use, there's some usefulness for like focusing Iris on a fight like Zekul where there's a lot of adds and stuff like that. You know, or Radiance, even if you're kind of having good add spawn timings and don't have a lot of other AoE on your team. But yeah, I mean, for the most part, you're just kind of rolling with Condensed Life Force.
What about Miners? Is it still just Conflict and Strife for the versatility and one of the other stat ones?
Yeah, for the most part, you're going to want to roll with Crucible of Flames. You know, that does a ton of single target damage, and it's pretty easy to get up to, you know, rank 3. And then, yeah, I mean, Conflict and Strife is a really solid choice. I've seen people running with Essence, with Focusing Iris as a miner. Recently, I've been getting some questions about that, just because, you know, there's not a ton of target swapping. You know, this late in the tier, you're kind of just burning through the boss, so... you know, Windwalker doesn't require a ton of target swapping since Stormearth and Fire can collect our stacks for us. But yeah, I mean, it's kind of, you know, a mix here and there with that stuff. But for the most part, you're going to use Condensed Major and then Conflict and Strife Minor and Crucible of Flames Minor for most content.
So I am going to level with you. I am a pleb tank with no cooldowns. Is there anything more to using CLF than just pushing it every 3 minutes? I've heard maybe that there's like a haste buff or something when you use it. That do you want to line that up with SCF and Touch of Death or anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you kind of ideally... You know, it just kind of depends on the length of the fight. You know, obviously, if it costs you a cast, you know, and the kind of usual, if it costs you a cast of things, then you don't use it type situation. But yeah, I mean, it's, you know, for the most part, since it's 3 minutes and most of our cooldowns are 2, you know, it's not something that you're going to be doing a lot of, you know, lining things up perfectly. But in general, I mean, yeah, it's, you know, it's a decent chunk. The haste is nice, especially, you know, kind of let us press a couple more buttons while doing things. But, yeah, I mean, overall, you're going to line it up as best you can, but you're not going to go out of your way to line it up.
And does CLF have that interaction that I think Cyclotronic and maybe Focusing Iris do, where if you press Touch of Death and you press, obviously not in this order, but you press SCF, they have like triple contribution to the Touch of Death damage? Does CLF do that as well?
I think all essences do, I think.
So it's just like in general, anything that's not your spells
No, I don't think it does, because I think it's a guardian. Like, Zuen doesn't contribute, so I'm not sure. I'm not 100% on that.
No, the damage effect essences like Iris do that.
Yeah, no, they absolutely do. I just think that since condensed summons a guardian, or, you know, it pet, whatever, yeah, benefit. I don't think that contributes to touch of death at all. I believe that's what we found. I'm like 90% sure.
Okay. So hypothetically, if you're using like Iris on a boss and you have time to get an extra cast where there's just not really AoE and you can line it up with touch of death, do you want to cast Iris during your touch of death and give up other sources of damage?
Yeah, I mean, it, you know, the pretty much all the essences, you know, I didn't look at all of them, but all the major ones that you're going to be using as a major, you know, purification, if you really want, you know, focusing Iris, you know, stuff like that, you're going to be in that situation where, you know, no matter what, it's going to do more damage in that time frame than anything else you're going to be able to provide is. Okay. So yeah, for the most part, yeah, you're still doing it. You're doing it that way.
I mean, that adds a little bit to it, because then, you know, it adds a little bit of extra gameplay where you really want to either, for something like Iris, have it go on AoE or have it up during touch of death. Adds a little bit of extra complexity to the system.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like, I think we talked about so far maybe 5 essences in total. Are there any ones that you were maybe excited to use that didn't end up being competitive with the ones that are actually just best for doing damage?
I think reverse arm. I really wish it was.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that was definitely the one that
was the big one.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and we talked about it originally, you know, when it first came out, like, even if the range was 15 yards, you know, as opposed to 10, it would be so much easier to use. You know, if it was 20 yards as opposed to 10, you know, the other problem is that I think the damage gets done within, you know, 5 yards of the target or something. Right? Is it 5?
Yeah, it's 5. It's the closest target.
Yeah, so I mean, like, even that is kind of limiting. Like, if they were to double the range, then suddenly it becomes a really useful, you know, and I thought it was a really fun talent to be able to, you know, provide just that little bit of extra healing and saving yourself. But yeah, you know, I kind of think that it just needs that range increase, you know, and I don't think it would be so, I don't think it would functionally be as overpowered as we thought it could be. But, like, I think it would just be a really, I enjoyed using it as an essence when it worked. And I like having that ability in world quests and stuff like that with war mode on. I kind of think it would be nice to have that in game in raids.
Yeah, it's, so Brewmasters had that same thing where we got super hyped about our Conflict and Strife ability, and then didn't really end up using it at all. It sees some use in like really high end Mythic Plus, but that's it. And Hot Trub, which is our ability, is nowhere near the extra gameplay that it sounds like Reverse Harm would have given you.
Right.
I think if it had more range and then did its damage like split amongst all targets in like an area around the tank, that'd be really good.
Yeah. Yeah, because it does, even if you have targets in range, I think it's just the closest possible target, right?
Yeah.
Like, so it just doesn't, you know, you could totally overkill. If you got the boss there and, you know, the tank is tanking a couple adds, you could very easily overkill, you know, if you get a nice smack on it.
Yeah.
It just has a lot of potential and, you know, a lot of letdowns.
Didn't really follow through.
I think more of just like an overall essence comment. I really wish the some essences that weren't like cooldown based proc'd our mastery. Not like the damage, just like the fact that it would be a combo strike. Yep. But it's very, I think for Windwalker specifically, it's very annoying to for like COF that it doesn't proc it.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. Every time I do a key and I use my essence ability and I press whatever button the second time, and lose my combo strikes is very, very annoying.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's, you know, that's definitely a good point. You know, it would be great for our damage, you know, especially in raids where damage is less than ideal, to put it lightly. You know, I think it would be great if their damage was affected by mastery, to help us give, you know, some of that and to help mastery keep up. I mean, mastery really fell, with these essences, it fell pretty significantly from where it was, is kind of, you know, our best stat point for point, you know, in some situations to really the worst in some situations, or maybe even most situations, you know, but I definitely agree. I think the quality of life of it not counting against us, you know, at least if I, you know, Tiger Palm CLF and then Tiger Palm, you know, to not have that broke, you know, it's kind of hard after so many years of pretty much everything counting to all of a sudden have a really important, you know, kind of integral part of the rotation or the priority not work. And I know it was worse before. We had CLF at rank 3, which is really when you want to switch to it, and you know, using Crucible of Flames, and you're using that every 30 seconds.
Yeah, that sounds miserable.
You know, then it's a real feels bad.
So that's actually a really interesting note about mastery dropping in value because it doesn't affect essences.
Yep.
Kind of a tangent, but Brewmasters have had the similar effect where mastery, which for us gives attack power, and agility have both seen a pretty steep drop off this tier as more and more of our damage is coming from sources like essences and trinkets and effects like benthic gear. Have you guys seen a drop not just in value of mastery but also of agility because of those effects?
Yes. You know, kind of, I mean, everybody is kind of finding that mastery, you know, kind of primarily is not as useful because of the essences. But definitely, you know, they don't scale with agility. They don't, you know, not all of them scale with haste. They all scale with verse and crit for the most part, but you know, kind of everybody kind of saw that, that fall with how their scaling worked, especially with mastery, because nobody's mastery, was affected.
That's kind of unfortunate, I think. Especially mastery, because Windwalker's mastery is, I think, the best. Maybe not. It's either the best or the second best in the game. Just as far as like the gameplay, it gives the spec. So having it be just not very valuable is really disappointing. Windwalker mastery in Legion is actually a lot of the reason that I actually started playing Monk. So, I don't know. It's especially disappointing to me, I think, that it's just not worth very much right now.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, it's even though mastery is dropped down, it's not like we do anything to break mastery. You know, like, so functionally it's not, but you're right in that, you know, really, and that's kind of always been the point of our mastery, is that it doesn't really feel like you're being rewarded for the playstyle. It's just when you break it, you get punished for it. You know, so now you get punished less if you make a mistake, but that's not really super great feeling.
So, related question. Do the essences scale with hit combo?
Yes.
But not combo strikes. Wow.
Correct.
It's spaghetti all the way down, I swear. So, correct me if I'm wrong, it sounds like the sources for all of your good essences are the raid, which is where you get CLF, Mythic Plus, which is where you get Focusing Iris, and then PvP, which is where you get Blood of the Enemy and Conflict and Strife. And then there's Crucible of Flame that you just kind of get for free for ranking up your neck. Does that about sum it up?
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, blood is not something that we really touched on, I don't think. Obviously, I'm dealing with a toddler in the background, so maybe I missed it. But, you know, blood is kind of a unique situation. Sorry, she wants me to play checkers or something with her. But yeah, so I mean, Blood of the Enemy is kind of in a really unique position where it can be super powerful if you know how to use it and when to use it. And if you don't, you're better off just using Iris, which is much easier to use.
I think that comes back to what J-Funk was saying earlier in the context of Mythic Plus, where like when you have these big pre-planned pulls, being able to plan around it and fit your Blood of the Enemy into those gigantic pulls is huge. But if you're just pugging, you don't have those. And just the flat damage on focusing Iris is going to be better.
Yeah, it's just the Iris is like easier to use, I think. Blood's kind of hard because you need to like coordinate your cooldowns and use it in a very specific window. Like you do, you want to activate it and then immediately Fist of Fury, Wind Dragon Punch in SCF. And ideally that window is when all the mobs are alive and there's a ton of mobs.
That's a very specific, like, very specific sequence. So you go like SCF, Blood of the Enemy, Fist of Fury, Whirling Dragon Punch, and then just like proceed with the rotation.
Yeah, I know we were experimenting with using blood at the end of SCF with Whirling Dragon Punch, but it's just really just too awkward, I think, to do consistently, especially because this Whirling Dragon Punch doesn't work all the time.
Yeah. That's another element that I unfortunately noticed in my very casual Windwalker play is the Whirling Dragon Punch bug, where you get the gigantic haste proc from a trait and then it doesn't recognize that it's off cooldown.
It's pretty fun.
Whatever it is. Love sitting there for 30 seconds with it, quote unquote, off cooldown, but not able to actually cast it.
They're also positive bugs, like getting 5 sacks of Mark of the Crane randomly because your spirits decided to go to different mobs.
Okay, so I noticed that in Mythic Plus, I frequently just like have 5 stacks of Mark of the Crane even after the mobs die. Is that a UI bug or is that for real?
No, that's just a thing.
Okay, cool. So I've not been bad by not refreshing my stacks on the next pack. Or by not refreshing that. One of the reasons I wanted to bring up like where you got the essences from is it sounds like Windwalkers have actually had it pretty nice as far as getting your best in slot set up for both Mythic Plus and raiding. So obviously you have to do PvP. I know there's a bunch of people who were not happy about that. But also you didn't have to do the Mechagon, Najitar, rep grinds to get your best essences, unlike some other specs.
Correct.
Just to get your benthic gear.
Yeah, I mean, you know, purification protocol is nice, you know, especially as a miner in Mythic Plus or, you know, in multi-target situations. But it's not so, you know, overpowered that, you know, if you didn't have it, your life's over. You know, so I mean, that's really the only link to a rep grind, you know, that we really had.
Yeah, that rep grind is no fun. I'm
working. Who knows, man? Next patch, Unbound Force getting buffed.
That's true.
Wait, what's getting buffed?
Unbound Force.
I've no idea.
I've tested it out in the PTR. It seems
that's
like
Najitar
it's
rip.
Pretty all right. Oh. It's nice because you can cast spells during it. So, like in your burst windows, it's pretty good.
Wait, so is it... Okay, I have no idea what Unbound Force does. Can you please explain it to me?
Yeah, it you use it, and then you don't have to channel. There's no cast time. It's just like the damage happens over 2 seconds. And every time it crits, it will unleash another Azerite Shard up to 5 every time it crits. And it synergizes with the miner really well. It's just the damage that it did was not worth it, even if it best case scenario. And you have to play around the miner a lot to get value out of it.
That sounds a lot better than what I got from Najitar, which is just a flat versatility buff.
It's just, it's like super undertuned. It was really good in the 8.2 PTR, then they nerfed it.
Yeah.
So on the subject of the PTR, you had mentioned that there's some new essences that are coming out in 8.3 that you kind of wanted to touch on from the PTR. Are there any in particular that look super exciting for Windwalkers?
I think, you know, personally, you know, and Jay Funk can talk a little bit more about how they are for Windwalker, but when I went in and was doing some testing, like for testing the new game modes and stuff with the Horrific Visions, which seemed to be a lot of fun. I kind of liked that some of the essences were more based on improving the group. You know, where if you were going to coordinate with a group and really kind of put your effort into it, that you might pick some different essences, you know, to do that. I kind of liked the change that they did with that stuff.
So maybe there's some setups that you would run in a Mythic Raid or in higher end keys where you're coordinated and prepared than what you'd run in a Heroic Raid environment or just like Pug keys with random guildies where you're not really doing prep.
And some of the new essences are kind of weird. Like two of them are kind of weird. The Spark of Inspiration one is like, I don't know how to like, it might be really, really strong, but it's only to either maximize its usefulness. Because it buffs all of the damage, the essence damage that your party members do by 45%, which can be really good. It's only party members, so you have to coordinate it very specifically. And in like Pug, it's kind of hard to tell if it's good or not.
Party members, meaning that even in a raid, it's only your party?
Only party.
Oh, I'm getting flashbacks to the Burning Crusade.
Yep.
Yeah. The miner for that reduces the cooldown of essences of yours and two nearby allies, but it doesn't work on abilities granted by Conflict and Strife. I'm not sure if that's a bug or intended or not, but it would make a reverse arm pretty nice, actually.
Wouldn't that make it have no cooldown?
Well, it only reduces the cooldown by like 1 second every time it procs, I think.
Oh, okay.
And then there's a Formless Void, which allows you, it's like a universal essence. It allows you to copy other people's essences, regardless of spec.
Yeah, I expect to be using that one a lot, unless they really, really, like, I think it's 50% increased cooldown right now.
35%.
Unless they significantly increase that cooldown amount, I expect that to be the one that every tank is using because the DPS essences are so much more powerful than any of the tank ones.
Yeah, I think I made a feedback post about this. There's virtually no use for DPS for this essence, for the major. Like, I don't get the design behind it. There's no healing or tank essence that you would want. Really, I think it's just going to be used in Mythic Plus for tanks and healers, and they're just going to use Iris or Blood of the Enemy and just destroy AoE.
Yeah.
Reasonably sure, and I'd have to double check this, but I'm reasonably sure that using it in raid and copying CLF as a brewmaster is going to be better than using Crucible of Flames major. But I haven't run the numbers yet because everything is still so early in the PTR cycle.
I mean, you know, based on how it's balanced, you know, how those are balanced for DPS, you know, I would assume that's the case. It just comes down to whether the extra cooldown is, you know, balances out or pushes it over.
Yeah.
Then the miner, like every time an essence procs, it gives you 500 agility or 500 primary stat and 94 haste for 20 seconds. But if someone's running vision major, it'll procs off of that as well.
Yep.
Which is pretty good. It's just, I think if you use haste and you get value haste, it might be pretty strong, but I don't know how good it is going to be for Windwalker. And then the last one is a DPS-specific one called Breath of the Dying. It seems like a really cheesy essence, because how it works is, if you use it, for the major, if you use it on a target that is above 80% or below 20, the cooldown is lowered by 30 seconds, and the cooldown is only 45 seconds. So it's pretty good. Additionally, if you kill a mob with this essence, the major, its cooldown is reset, and the damage is increased by 100% for your next use. But it's really cheesy.
So, like, okay, just to use a current fight as an example. So if we're talking Zakul, and you use it to kill a bunch of the small lads, and you go into one of his increased damage phases, and you use it on him, we're talking, like, huge damage numbers just from being able to. You able to stack that 100% increase? Like, does that stack? Oh, okay.
But it's cheesy in the 8.3 because they added these corrupted curse rings, and one of the rings periodically summons an ad that has like 100k HP, and these ads can be summoned outside of combat. So you'll have an ad spawn, and you can carry this buff by killing one of those ads before the pull starts into the boss and do 100% damage with it. When using it like this, I tested it. It was doing like 11% of my damage. It's really good, but I think it's just going to get changed because that should not be the case.
Yeah.
So is that something where you think just the out-of-combat interaction needs to change, or the interaction with specifically that Kiss Curse?
Just the ring, I think, in general, is a bad idea. Especially, it's like not only for this essence, but for like Shadow Priest getting Twisted Fate of Time randomly as well.
I mean, not gonna lie, I think that ring sounds pretty cool. It does remind me a bit of some of the items that we got from Crucible of Storms, the two boss instance.
Yeah,
where the downsides were not always tuned appropriately, and some specs got more than was intended from them. Or maybe that was just a bug where the silence trinket wasn't actually silencing. I don't remember. So of those, which one are you like? So it sounds like you've done actual PTR testing on these. Both of you have. Which one are you most excited to see hit live / hoping they don't nerf into the dirt?
I mean, Breath of the Dying, I guess. It sounds really, really good and fun, but it's going to make it so that only like one person can get really big damage. You have to coordinate. Like, I need to kill this ad. No one touch it. Problem is, the ad can spawn in melee and just instant die.
Yep.
That's I'm really interested to see how Spark of Inspiration plays out in like high level rating, because it seems like it's going to be really good. Because in combination with Formless Void, you can have tanks or healers just buff whatever DPS you want for essence damage.
Right. Yeah, that, I mean, that's Formless Void is the one I think that I'm most interested in, because I just feel like it's one of those things that somebody's going to find some kind of real weird interaction or real weird way of doing things. And it's, you know, going to be all the rage until Blizzard nerfs it or something like that. You know, kind of like it reminds me very much of Symbiosis that Druids had.
Yeah.
You know, the kind of on first implementation had some really silly things that could go on. And then, you know, Blizzard had to kind of, you know, scale that back and put some more restrictions on it. So I'm kind of just interested. I'm not necessarily interested in using it, but interested in just kind of seeing how it all plays out.
You just want to watch the world burn.
Oh. I mean, yeah.
Do you think that there's possibly any use as a Windwalker for Replica of Knowledge in the same vein as I know Windwalkers in Antorus use the trinket off of Aggramar in Mythic Plus to not die to one shots to make up for not having great defensive abilities? Do you think there's any possibility of doing that? I don't 100% know which tank essence you'd copy, for one thing, because the tank would actually have to be using a tank essence.
Yeah, I don't, I mean, Anima, maybe, you know, but I think the way that the tank essences, even like if we wanted to use them defensively, you know, I think the way that they work does not lend themselves to a DPS stealing them as much as a tank using a DPS essence to do more DPS.
Yeah, my soapbox, my platform is that DPS aren't going to use this essence because all the tank essences are bad. That's not related to Windwalker, so I'll leave it at that.
Have we discussed Vision Major for Windwalker? Yeah.
We have. I don't think we have. What's
Vision Major is a mistake for Windwalker at the moment. Because if you get SEF, it's virtually useless. There's a best case scenario where it procs off a Rising Sun kick, and then you do Fist of Fury into Whirling Dragon Punch during Vision, and that's great. That's the best case scenario, and that almost never happens.
Right.
On average, you get like it procs off a blackout kick, you do Tiger Palm, Rising Sun kick, Tiger Palm, and then that's it. It's only last 5 seconds. Additionally, the worst case scenario is it procs off of Fist of Fury tick, and then your spirits come and walk next to you and just look at you while you channel Fist of Fury, and then it's wasted.
Your damage by a third, yep. By two thirds. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean it's definitely, even, you know, bugs aside, you know, and just the general weirdness of Storm, Earth, and Fire, you know, aside, it's not an essence that Windwalker's going to really be able to take advantage of, you know, a ton. You know, it's definitely, it seems like it would be great, you know, who doesn't want more uptime on Storm, Earth, and Fire, but functionally it's certainly nowhere near as cool as, you know, some of the other classes that get use out of it.
It sounds like a lot of the problem stems from the low duration and the downside. So Storm, Earth, and Fire, unlike a lot of DPS cooldowns, has that quote-unquote downside where basically you're splitting your damage into the damage that you do and the damage that your clones do. So if your clones aren't doing any damage because they spawn in the middle of a channel, you just cut your damage with no upside.
Mm-hmm. Additionally, if you take Serenity, it also affects that, which can be pretty nice. It is. I did test it and sim it. It is better. Vision Major is better with Serenity, which is no surprise, but it's still lackluster. In my opinion, it should have got like the Brewmaster treatment and should have just procs when. That would have been always useful if you got a proc.
Then you could have triple Zuen.
Yeah, and that'd be a really good change.
Visions was the essence that I was most looking forward to when they initially announced them, and we had the first PTR logs, and I saw Protection Paladins with like 90% wings uptime. And obviously, that's really, really strong, and probably would never like be balanceable in any remote sense. So I understand why it had to get the nerf bet, but I'm really disappointed that it did. Is there anything else that either of you wanted to touch on with essences, or maybe something new on the PTR that you're excited about?
I think
buff to Rising Sun Kick. Woohoo!
The PTR stuff. I think Windwalker still needs a buff. It's still not great. Like a 3-5% buff would be nice.
Mm-hmm. Just like buff the aura.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's gotten to the point where, you know, this, you know, scaling has kicked in over a long enough period of time, because there really hasn't been a lot of class tuning in the last couple months. You know, so we're kind of in that position where Windwalker is, or, you know, was super strong in Mythic Plus, but now isn't as strong as it had been, you know, 3 or 4 months ago. Same thing with PvP. You know, really where the strength of Windwalker doesn't necessarily lie in its damage. But I think, you know, I think it's gotten to the point where Windwalkers could be buffed, you know, just a straight aura by like 5%, and it wouldn't make Windwalkers, you know, so drastically overpowered in PvP or Mythic Plus that, you know, it would be untenable.
So this is a question mostly for my benefit. Do aura buffs increase the damage you deal with trinkets and Azrite traits and essences?
No.
I think traits, though, doesn't it? Some of the traits?
Okay, maybe traits, because
there's some of them. Like, Sunrise Technique gets buffed by the aspect of the aura that increases Rising Sun Kick damage.
Okay, so it's maybe the ones that add damage to your existing Windwalker abilities would get buffed from an aura buff, but the other ones that are just
some of
like,
them.
When you deal damage, do X amount of damage as shadow damage or whatever. Just don't.
Right. Yeah, and I don't even think it's consistent across the board. Like, I'm not 100% sure that, that like open palm strike is affected by the aura the same way as, Sunrise Techniques is. I think when we went through and tried to figure out what was and what wasn't, Sunrise Technique was affected by the aura, but Open Palm Strike wasn't. Because, you know, spaghetti.
Can't wait for them to give you an aura buff and have to come back in here and go through, like, the quantum superposition of the different things that it affects. Like, this both buffs and doesn't buff Azerite traits. This both buffs and doesn't buff trinkets. This both buffs and doesn't, you know. Oh, yeah, what a mess.
It's kind of the way that it is.
Okay. I'm kind of interested to see like where Mastery ends up being next year with Benthic going away, because essences still exist and aren't affected by Mastery. So I'm not really sure where that'll land it.
So I haven't looked at PTR basically at all, other than like reading what the different essences do. Is there any kind of catch-up system like there is with the Benthic gear being quote-unquote catch-up gear, despite being best in slot for raids? But you know,
there's gear that you can buy from the visions that's not account bound, but just like high eye level.
The important question is, does it have on hit damage effects that work in the raid?
It's just stats.
Fantastic.
At this moment, it's just stats. They might change that at some point in the PTR, but right now, it's just stats.
Okay. Well, that sounds like an improvement at the very least, because Benthic gear was a grind. But I think that pretty much covers it. I'm kind of excited now about specifically one of these new essences. But we'll see how everything pans out. That's it for this episode of the PeteCraft podcast. We will be back in a couple of weeks to talk about stuff on the PTR, some preliminary stuff about Nyalotha. But until then, have a good night.